Welcome to Keeping Your Together in a Stressed World with Michelle Post and Scott Grossberg. Each week, we explore down and dirty ways to stop awfulizing, catastrophizing, going down the rabbit hole, and moving through all the craziness that is happening right now. We're here to create a community of like-minded people as we give you tips, tricks, and techniques for keeping sane in an unhinged world. And now, here are your hosts, Michelle Post and Scott Grossberg.
Hey, everybody. This is Scott Grossberg, one of your co-hosts for the podcast, Keeping Your Shit Together in a Stressed World. And I'm here with my co-host, Michelle Post. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Scott. Happy Monday, Tuesday.
Let's just get straight to it. March 5th is National Scott Day.
It's National where we celebrate Scott Day.
Everything Scott.
Everything Scott. And that is what we're going to do today. But before our listeners tune out and they're like, I hear Michelle and Scott talk all the time, so I'm not going to listen to this. I just want you to tune in and listen to some questions that you think you might ask some of your closer friends or a partner or someone you want to get to know a little bit, because that's the point of these questions, is that they are tools for you to have like a deeper connection with somebody you really care about. That's the point of it.
That's the plan. Before we start, I've got to tell you, since we're talking about Scott, it's very funny. I can travel anywhere in the world and they spell my name correctly.
Yes.
Except in Scotland.
Oh,
and without fail,
in Scotland,
they only use one T.
I bet so. Because yeah. It is Scott's land.
But it's the origin of Scott anyway. It's, you know, Scottish origins and people who speak Gaelic. And so, yeah, I go to Scotland and it's one T. And I finally, the first time it happened, it was like, no, you put a second T. And then it became endearing to me.
Do you have any Scottish in your ancestry, by the way, or just an affinity?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
To my knowledge, I'm kind of one of those mixed breed folks.
I'm at Euro or something.
So I'm not even from this planet, but
that's a whole other story.
No, primarily, my family is Ukrainian, Romanian, Latvian, with what I guess we would call Russia. Actually, some of my relatives growing up would call it Mother Russia, the motherland. Mm-hmm. And they were afraid that they would be taken back there, despite the fact that they came here to the United States. So,
Scottish.
I'm claiming Scottish and Irish and British by reason of my wife.
There we go.
Because she is. I'm trying to think, at one point I saw genealogy stuff, but for the most part, most of it's Russian. What would have been back then Russia.
Yes.
Now it's a bunch of different countries. So Romania, Latvia, Ukraine.
Yes. Well, you know, also we are coming up on the Oscars are going to be this coming Sunday in the United States. And there is a movie, if you haven't seen it yet, that is nominated, and it is called, let me see, The Zone of Interest. Have you seen this movie?
I have not. I haven't even heard of it, actually.
Okay, so The Zone of Interest is about a family trying to live kind of a normal life right next to Auschwitz, because the father of the family is like the leader in Auschwitz, which is Poland, right? And so when we watched the movie, we took this deep dive into, well, what was the neighboring city like in Poland, and how were the Polish people also hurt in the middle of this war, World War II, and anyway, it took us to Ukraine, and it took us to Latvia, and it took us to all of the countries and some of the current issues going on between Russia and Ukraine. And anyway, it's a pretty cool movie, but the history around World War II was sort of what Brian and I had a really good time kind of talking.
I'll tell
about,
you, and I know this is
your ancestry.
This isn't where we're going today, but I will just say this as a quick aside for any of you history buffs. It would be a good time to revisit 1930s Germany and do a comparison
as to what's going on in the United States. Mm-hmm.
Now we're it's not exactly the same. We've got different tools available to us, but it's very interesting, that whole time era. Yeah. All right, on to better.
All right, on to other. Okay, so you want to get to know someone you care about more deeply, and in honor of National Scott Day, I'm going to repeat some of what Scott did to me in fall of 2023 for National Michelle Day, and ask you some questions, some of which you may probably recognize, Scott, because they're from your the Prost questionnaire, from the actor studio, from James Lipton, and the Pivot questions. Is that right? The Pivot questions?
Yes. I mean, depending on how you pronounce it, stuff, but it's mostly the Prost questionnaire and the stuff from Vanity Fair.
Okay. So there's some of that. There's also just some questions along the way that I've pulled from either Dr. John Gottman's work on creating a love map of the person that you want to get to know, or the New York Times 36 questions to fall in love. So there's also like a,
is this going to be a family show if we're doing a love map?
Oh yes, it is. Okay. a totally G rated, except if Scott cusses.
Well, wait. They're totally G rated. They're totally G rated questions. They may not be G-rated answers.
G-rated answers.
I'll give you everybody that warning right now.
And then I think there may be, anyway, we'll see. We probably won't get to all the questions that I have today, but some of these will sound familiar to you. So I'm going to start with one of my favorites, which is from the 36 Questions to Fall in Love. Scott, if you could have dinner with any one person, fictional character, historical character, alive or deceased, someone you've met, someone you've never met, who would you want to have dinner with and why?
Other than my wife?
Yes, obviously. Yes.
Jesus.
Oh, and why?
He and I would have a lot to talk about.
You would.
We would. We could go on and on. That's dead.
I
would love to sit down with Pink. We've talked about that before.
Yes,
I would love to have a conversation about creativity with her.
Yeah. Okay. So what is your favorite word?
are we getting to a question of favorite cuss word too?
Yes.
So I've been
not
known to
a cuss word.
I've been known to use the F bomb a lot.
Okay.
Because I go back to the George Carlin. It can have so many different meanings depending on how you use it. Mm-hmm.
So the F word's your favorite cuss word?
It's my favorite cuss word, and it's because I use it for emphasis and to get attention. I'm trying to think. You know, we went through our power words. So right now I've got those words, and my favorite words tend to it's whatever I'm using at the moment, frankly.
Okay, that's fair.
But one of the big ones right now is impossible, because because I like to believe everything is possible. Impossible is one of those things that I use to again make emphasis with someone. Let me show you something impossible, and then I do it.
I love it. So then, outside of cuss words, what's your least favorite word?
Oh, the C word. I can't stand it when I hear it. I can't stand it when I read it. I can't stand it. A lot of the shows are starting to drop it now.
Yeah, they are.
And it just makes me cringe, because I hold women to such high respect and high regard, and chivalry is not dead with me. I see that, and it's like, what a fucking demeaning word.
There's the F word.
There you go.
Okay. When did you last sing to yourself?
Oh, I think yesterday.
Well,
I think our listeners know this. I play some musical instruments, piano, guitar, mandolin.
We don't talk about that a lot.
So I, yeah, and it was What a Wonderful World, by the way.
Oh, on which instrument or just
the
singing?
The piano.
Oh, so this might be the same answer, but when did you last sing to someone else?
I love music, but by the way, I walk around talking to myself, and not out loud necessarily, and so everything is either music or song with me. That's just the way I process. I'm trying to, it may have been, I didn't do it yesterday. It was our daughter's birthday. I don't think I sang to her yesterday because she's not here. We did it remotely. I want to say 2 days ago, and I either sang to Carolyn or one of the kids, one of the two.
That's cute. That is so cute. I totally agree with you. Just the other day, I was having my therapeutic massage, and
you sang
for whatever
to your masseuse.
Reason, I sang to my masseuse. You know the song that Jay-Z sung, "I've got 99 problems and the bee ain't one." Or the woman ain't one. Do you know that song?
I don't.
Okay. Well, anyway, she was talking about my heel spur and how we have like all these other problems. And I was like, I got 99 problems and the heel spur is just one. She was laughing her butt off. Anyway. So.
This is way too much information.
Information.
And a visual I'm not necessarily going to ever unsee now.
Me and the massage table singing to my massage therapist. Oh, yeah. Okay. If you were to live to age 90 and retain either the mind or body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, so from age 30 to 90, you retain either the mind or the body of a 30-year-old, which one would you choose, mind or body?
Mind.
Fascinating. Okay. Okay. What turns you on creatively, emotionally, and or spiritually?
Keeping this a family show, anything creative is a complete turn on. As long as I'm creating, but let me at least explain my answer by telling you that in love language terms, touch is my number one thing. So
then creative touch would be like a double whammy.
And we'll just say touch and leave it hanging. Okay. No pun intended. Oh my God. I can't believe I just said that.
I can't even keep a straight face now. Okay. Okay. So
I'm embarrassed.
Outside of the family, like in the G family area, what turns you off?
Turns me off. Stupid people. And I want to explain that because it sounds very harsh, which by the way it probably is. I there's a difference for me. Let me back up. I know I'm stumbling over this answer because I've always said, do stupid people know they're stupid? Right? Yeah.
Okay.
If someone doesn't know better, if they're, for whatever reason,
like ignorant,
they're not all there as far as either naivete or they're just not exposed
disability.
To the information. But, I wasn't even going to disability. That's a different thing.
That's a whole thing.
I'm talking about intentionally stupid people.
Got it.
Right. So I don't even have the same. I don't tolerate people who don't want to do better. That's probably a better way to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Makes sense. Okay. So other than coaching or being a trial attorney, which you both have been and many other professions. What profession would you still like to attempt?
Oh, I sat there. I was glued, an astronaut. I was still glued to the Falcon X liftoff the other day, just watching for 4 freaking hours, by the way.
Yes.
Right? So 4 hours prior to liftoff, they actually had the cameras on, which I had never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching them suit up and pressurize and talk to the family. It's like I was glued to this thing. It's like, how freaking cool is that?
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Other than the profession, your current profession and the professions you have tried, what profession would you not like to attempt?
Up until very recently, I always used to say I could never be a trash collector. Because of the smells, and I'm very tactile, just the whole touch thing. But I can tell you, I would never be a good nanny. and I say that because Carolyn very aptly pointed out the other day to me, I said I could take care of someone. And she pointed out that I'm not necessarily a great caregiver, but I'm a great fixer.
Oh.
And they are two different things. And I recognize, I listened to her and I went, oh my God, she's right. I just want to fix things.
Yeah.
I would be a horrible nanny. Don't give me your kids.
Okay. Carolyn's so insightful. So, okay. Presuming for the sake of this question that you believe in reincarnation, what other plant or animal would you like to be?
My first reaction to this is, and it's not quite your answer, but I'm going to go back to one of my favorite songs of all time called The Highwayman. And it's just a single drop of rain.
Oh, you'd like to be a single drop of rain.
And you keep coming coming back again and again and again and again.
Huh. Okay.
Alternatively, a dog.
The profound to the obvious.
There you go.
I love it.
But I love banyan trees. Oh God, I'd love to be a banyan tree. Wouldn't that be cool?
Oh, a banyan tree. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. If you could instantly possess 3 new skills, which would you choose?
Well, this brings up a whole different approach to life because this is stuff that I'm constantly doing anyway, because I happen to believe we can always do this. So invisibility would be one. Flying. You didn't say they had to be like realistic, right? Okay.
So I did not.
Invisibility, flying. I would love to be better at directions. I am so directionally challenged. You put me in a spaceship looking down. I got this, right?
Okay.
But on the frickin' ground, I've been at this new house for over 4 years now.
Uh-huh.
I can't even get downtown.
Without using a map and instructions.
Yeah, without GPS. It's like really? And Carolyn, who is so, organically embedded in the world, it's like, literally, she knows where she's going. She's got a built-in compass, and my compass just spins.
I swear to you, our partners have so much in common, and we have so much in common. You sometimes, when you describe Carolyn, I'm like, you're talking about Brian for sure. Okay, if you could live during any other time in history, when would you choose and why? Uh-huh. When would you choose and why?
This is so hard for me. I can't give you one because I enjoy them, with one exception. I enjoy them all. I will tell you, I'm not going to look backwards. I would love to see things 200 years from now.
Oh, in the future. Okay.
The
I love
future.
how you bend and twist the questions. It's awesome.
I want a spaceship. I want my own personal spaceship.
Like
That kind of
a
stuff.
Jetsons.
Yeah, exactly. I want robots, right? I could, yes, I want robots.
Okay. What would you consider a perfect day for you?
You didn't know these were going to be so hard. A morning where I wake up grateful. That's a big thing for me, gratitude. A day filled with creativity. Notice a theme. A day filled with gratitude, magic, creativity, and expectation. But it's not specific things. It's, I mean, you've noticed that all of those are mindset oriented.
Yeah, they are. They
That's the
are.
best answer I could give you, because I aspire to make every day as if it was my last, an exceptional day.
Okay. If you could change one thing about the way that you were raised, what
Oh
would that
my.
be?
You got 5 hours?
Just one thing.
Probably to be able to have expressed my emotions better.
Okay. Yeah, we could all use that, right?
I mean, we've talked before. This isn't anything new. I grew up with grandparents, both sides, who came out of the Depression and World War II, and all this dark stuff, out of Chicago and other places. And it was like, I remember being told as a kid, "Don't cry, or I'll give you something to cry about." And I don't really remember my family expressing sadness a lot. So probably that.
What words or phrases do you overuse?
Fuck.
A theme?
That's a good question. I've spent so long as a trial lawyer, and then on stage as a trial lawyer, and then on stage as a magician, that I've carefully refined some of the ways that I speak. So I don't think I repeat things often. However, oh, you know what? Now that you say that, now that I say that, I say seriously a lot. And it's
Ah,
and it's
seriously.
yeah, and it's meant to. It's meant to vet out the stupid people, right? Seriously? Are you
It.
really saying that?
Right. Okay. So, along the same lines as stupid people turn you off, and it's probably your least favorite quality. What's your
That and waiting,
most?
by the way, that waiting and waiting in line. Can't stand waiting in line. Okay.
What is your quality that you like most in another person?
Showing emotion,
Oh.
creativity. I love people who are inspired by whatever it is that they're doing. And anybody who's lit up, I'll use as a quick example. I love speaking with someone who's religious, and you can see that they're really lit up about it. And I love, and all the way down to, I love speaking, even if we're not of the same religion, all the way down to someone who's inspired by being a trash collector. I may not want to do it, but I just love it when other people are lit up.
Ah, okay.
Except for nannies, but that's a whole
So what's your motto?
Say and do.
Say and do.
Right? I'm a say something and do it, and you be a man of your word.
Okay, few more kind of rapid fire questions.
Oh gosh. In all of the 5 minutes we have left,
I'm putting you on the hot seat. Presuming God exists, again, for the sake of this question, and that heaven exists, what would you like God to say to you when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Oh, we made a mistake. You got to go back.
You don't want him to say that?
No. I want him to say you're not done yet. Go back. You got more time.
Oh, okay.
No, not the other thing.
I thought you meant that you made a mistake. Right, we took you gotta go to hell.
We took you. No. We took you too soon.
We took you too soon. Go back. You have more to do. Awesome. Okay. What do you do personally to keep your shit together in a stressed world?
Well, I wrote a book on it. I really do all the things that I write about. So, you know, at the bare minimum, I practice gratitude every morning.
Mm-hmm.
I make a ritual of putting on my keeping your, you know, I call it my keeping your shit together bracelets. They're not that. It's, you know, my togetherness bracelets. I put them on every morning and kind of repeat my mantras for that. Being more intentional, I think, has become a big thing for me. Particularly, I notice I'm saying a lot, and I usually don't do that. I notice that as I age and the world around me ages, and as the world kicks you and others in your gut, right, and says, hey, you just thought you had your shit together, that being more aware of what's actually going on and avoiding what I've always loved. I could be a poster child for personal reality distortion fields. And I make a very intentional choice, not that I'm great at it all the time, of moving away from that whole abstract concept of how would you like the world to be, blah, 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 to this is what's happening. So it's somewhat stoic, for lack of a better way to put it.
Okay. At this point in your life, what are you afraid of?
I have worked so hard on, remember, I'm the kid that hit under the bed. The power of stupid people in large groups.
Ha ha. I can understand that.
Is an external fear. Internally, I'm still getting to know myself emotionally.
Okay.
And while I know myself intellectually,
uh-huh,
and what I can do,
uh-huh,
emotionally, I still feel a little behind the eight ball sometimes.
Mm. Well, you may not like my next question then, which is, when was the last time you cried?
3 days ago.
Mm.
I cry at everything. I cry at movies. I cry at books. What were we watching? Maybe even 2 days ago. We were white, and I'll tell everybody what it was. This is how emotional and invested I get. I think we were watching America's Got Talent. We were watching one of the backstories, and it just brought me to tears, the experience that this individual had gone through.
Okay. When was the last time that you felt like you weren't enough?
Today?
Okay.
That's one of the driving forces for me. And I've said this again on the show before. One of my earliest memories was feeling like I'm running out of time. And that concept, that feeling, it's like I don't belong here. It's I'm all these things need to happen, leads to this what's the word, this magnified sense of accomplishment. And that's why I write all the time, and this is why I create all the time, and I push to do this and push to do that. So yeah, today I've never been satisfied, let's put it that way.
When was the last time you had to apologize to somebody?
Two days ago. Boy,
Boy,
2 days ago is a big deal.
it's a big day.
It
What
wasn't two,
happened?
you know what? It wasn't, was it 2 days? I'm looking here. It was
Saturday?
two. No, it wasn't Saturday then. It may have, I'm looking at the calendar. It may have been Thursday. And I'm not even going to go into what I apologized for. It was a complete
Fair.
misunderstanding
Fair enough.
of what I intended, but how it was taken.
So let's say you could have a time travel advice and you could travel back in time and tell your younger self something that could help or be good advice for you. What would you tell your younger self?
I'm actually doing this right now. It's an exercise that I'm working on. And I'm having a real hard time with it, Michelle, that frankly, because I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question. I want to say intellectually, you're safe, you're loved, it's all going to be okay, but it seems so superficial to me. There's something deeper there. I can't give you the answer yet because it's I don't know what it is. I think if I knew the answer succinctly, that would be a different person right now. I don't know.
Well, you're still in process with it.
I'm still in process.
It's okay. So now let's say you can get back in that time machine, travel forward in time to the end of your life, and all your loved ones and friends are gathered at your funeral, and you get to listen in to them. What do you hope they'll be saying about you?
I don't know the words exactly. My hope is that I inspired and that I supported and cared for. That they can. I'm going back to an Avett Brothers song that I love, that they can see me for the man I became, not the man I was.
It's beautiful. Is that the same or different than the question you often ask one of our guests, which is how do you want to be remembered?
I think it is different in that you're asking me what I would like to hear. Versus the whole, eulogy, honorarium, whatever stuff that gets happened, where they say, oh, he was this guy and he wrote this book and he did that magic and he did this. And I'm more interested in what I was able to effect rather than what I was able to accomplish. I mean, the things that I do for effect, if that makes sense.
It does. How do you want to know, like, in what way have you affected people?
Well, it's much like when I do my coaching. It's if I'm not seeing movement, or I want to see movement, I want to see transition, I want to see empowerment, I want to see fearlessness. It's that whole, I want the people I'm around to be unfuckwithable. It's kind of the way I fix them, right? I go back, I'm fixing them, I'm not caring for them. I want to know all the things I fixed.
Okay.
I want to look back on a trail of fixes.
Uh-huh. Okay. So this is a Michelle spontaneous question. Feel free to pass if you don't have an answer. But in the
We're way over time. I'm going to let you keep doing this, but
this is my last one.
Okay.
The dark night of the soul. What is something you tell yourself to comfort yourself and get through those nights?
I do too. It's interesting. I don't think of it quite that way, but I think of it two ways. One, it's all going to be okay. I'm that guy. We've talked about this on the show as well. I do believe everything happens for a reason. So I do tell myself it's all going to be okay.
Okay.
The other thing is I just remind myself to breathe.
Yes.
Just breathe.
Yes. Excellent.
Because I tend to hold my breath under stress.
Yeah. So just breathe.
Just breathe.
All right. Well, my friend, you survived this round of questions and you did so brilliantly. And I don't even think you're going to make me edit anything out. So that's kind of exciting.
Nope, they're gonna get this raw and uncut. All right, well, thank you for the questions.
Happy Scott Day.
Thank you.
I will be celebrating you March 5th.
March 5th. next week, we're gonna talk about something near and dear to your heart and even to my heart. We're gonna talk about the power of napping. And we're gonna explore all the scientific stuff. We're gonna explore the emotional and mental health and the wellness stuff. So it'll be fun. Until next week, please, if you've listened to the show, whether you like National Scott Day or not, please go out and like, subscribe, and share this on your favorite platform. And until next time, keep asking yourself, what would Scott do?
That's awesome. Bye, everybody.
Bye. You've reached the end of another episode of Keeping Your Together in a Stressed World with Michelle Post and Scott Grossberg. If you like our show, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate our broadcast, and leave a review. The podcast is for general information only and not intended to be legal or mental health advice, nor the formation of a lawyer-client, nor therapist-patient relationship. Stay tuned for our next episode, and thank you for listening.